Let's talk about the Lions had the Packers Monday night football across Lake Michigan. That happens a little after 8 o'clock with the kick. And I get Mike O'Hara confirmed on the Meyer guest line from DetroitLions.com. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing fine, Huge. How about you?
Doing good, man. Trying to figure out. I think a lot of people want to know, will the Lions continue what they did when they were down 38-10 to the Niners in week one? Or will we see the Lions in that first half and maybe halfway through that third quarter in that loss to the Niners? What's your vibe on the game tonight?
Well, I don't think they'll get as far behind as they did, and we'll see if they can come back. But certainly you don't want them to repeat what they did last year. I think it was week two, maybe week three in Green Bay, an afternoon game, not a Monday night game. But they're, you know, they were ahead 14-3, then down 17-14 at the half. And on the first play of the second half, Aaron Jones went 75 yards for a touchdown, and the route was on. It was almost like the Lions looked at each other and said, "Not today. We'll play some other time." That was absolutely awful. They ended up losing 42-21. I don't think you'll see any of those things happen. I think you'll see more of a straight-up football game tonight.
In talking with the Lions and talking with the coaches and your observations from Allen Park and on DetroitLions.com, where do you think this team will improve the visual for Lions fans early in tonight's game?
Maybe a little more efficient offensively coming out. In other words, not waiting until the fourth quarter to get, you know, to start putting some drives together. And they really did, by the way. They had 15 first downs in the fourth quarter. Think about that. 15. I think 14 of them came in the last 9 minutes. So I don't think you'll see them, you know, waiting to get the offense on the track. I think you'll see a little bit, you know, a little bit more energy, a little bit more urgency offensively than you saw last week. And you should. Now, look, it's a tough go. It really is when you look at what they're playing with, especially in the passing game. It's, you know, guys who can, you know, barely been together for a month now in some regards. But you know, I thought I saw some nice things from Jared Goff, saw some nice things in the running game. Unfortunately, they couldn't sustain a running game because they got too far behind. But I think there's some things there offensively to feel good about.
What about the defense? Again, part of that 38-10 deficit wasn't just on the offense. It was on poor tackling and the Lions' defense not playing well. They got after it again that final quarter and a half. What do you expect from the Lions defensively tonight against an angry Rodgers-Packers offense?
Well, that's a great one, and I think we're really looking at the key to the game, whether it's going to be a close game or, you know, Aaron Rodgers has one of those Aaron Rodgers games again. And look, there's no way to predict that, which way it's going to go. But I was really surprised that the Lions didn't get more pressure last week than they did. Would they have one sack and I think two quarterback hits or three quarterback hits? Now, you know, the 49ers only ran 55 plays while the Lions ran 92, so certainly had fewer chances to get to the quarterback because they ran fewer plays, but just didn't like you mentioned, the poor tackling and all that. All that's got to be better. And I would think that, you know, you might have seen that, you know, the Lions did not have a combined practice against another team this year. Dan Campbell, the head coach, really during training camp kind of lamented that they were so busy doing other things, putting their staff together and all that, that they didn't get a chance to hook up with another team. And I think the Lions needed more live action. I really do. I believe that. I don't know. Is that going to change the outcome of last week's game? No. But I think you can sharpen up a little bit. And I think, especially defensively, I think you need contact. And I think the Lions will be better served for having played a game already.
Totally agree with you, Michael. And by the way, Mike O'Hara, DetroitLions.com insider, senior columnist, joining us from Wisconsin, Lions and the Packers tonight at Lambeau. Yeah, when you have a new system, when you have new coaches and you have a lot of new faces, they probably needed more game action during the preseason across the board, offense and defense.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I mean, just look offensively, you know, Trinity Benson, a guy they got in a trade who's never played in a National Football League game. He's played two preseason games. They got him in two seasons of preseason games. They got him in a trade with the Denver Broncos and a swap of draft picks and whatever else was involved there. It looks like he's a pretty good prospect. You know, Jared Goff had barely knew him, let alone play with him before. And so I think they're really up against it. But I think there's one thing where they're not up against, and that's the tight end position with T.J. Hockenson. I think huge, and I wrote about this in my final thoughts column. It's at DetroitNews.com today. Look at a couple of the matchups, and I think those are going to be very, very important. The matchup for the Detroit Lions in their favor is T.J. Hockenson, who's just started out the season in great shape last week. 8 catches, 97 yards, and a touchdown. The matchup on the other side that you've got to worry about is, and because of injuries, is that a rookie, and I hope I pronounce this correctly, Fatu Melifanwu, third-round draft pick from Syracuse. Look, he knows that they're going to go after him. Aaron Rodgers said when you have young quarterbacks, you test them, and Dan Campbell and defensive coordinator Aaron Glenn both said the same thing. They're going to go after them. That's what they're going to do. That's what we would do. And so we'll see how Melifanwu holds up. He's got some ability. He's a big kid, 6'3", 210 or 12 pounds, which is really big for a cornerback in this day and age. And we'll see how he holds up.
Michael Hare, DetroitLions.com, columnist, insider, joining us, talking about the Packers hosting the Lions on Monday Night Football. And Mike's joining us on the Meyer guest line. Speaking of all the injuries from week one and guys coming back, I know we're not going to have Decker, and you'll still have Sewell at left tackle, a place he'll stay at until Decker comes back from the injury. Where are the Lions at right now on the injury list going into tonight's game?
I think they're okay. DeAndre Swift was a full participant in practice on the last full practice day. That was Saturday. I think Jamal Williams, the running back, the one who played for the last four seasons with the Green Bay Packers, full participant. So I think those two guys, and maybe it might have been a little bit of concern about them because they were limited in practice earlier in the week, but full participants, when it really counted. So I think they're okay. Okay, in the injury department. They're getting back their rookie second-round draft pick, Anu Ruzike, a second-round pick from the University of Washington, didn't play last week because of a hip injury. I think there's something in there in that kid. Just watching him practice a little bit, he was available during training camp. He's got, he's got explosion, he's got strength, he's got power. He reminds me a little bit of Robert Porcher, played 12 or 13 years with the Detroit Lions, has a franchise record for career sacks. And then Levi just kind of reminds me a little bit of Porcher. Now, if he has the same career and the same impact as a pass rusher, that's certainly a big win for the Lions. But I think he's one to watch. And another one might be, the fourth-round pick, the linebacker from Purdue. Derek Barnes played 5 snaps, had 2 tackles late in the game. I think you might see him play a little bit more.
Michael Hare, DetroitLions.com, joining us. Did you make your prediction on the website yet, or are we awaiting the final numbers from King Michael O'Hara?
I made my prediction. It's been it's been staring at me all morning. It's there. And then, look, it's idiotic for me to pick the Detroit Lions to win this game. Can it happen? Yeah, a lot of things can happen in pro football. Just look at the results of the 15 games that have already been played this week. Nobody can tell me anybody in their right mind predicted all 15. I think the Lions can make a game of it. I really do. I think there's just something about just looking at the numbers from last week, the Green Bay Packers being down 17-3 at halftime, but having kicked a field goal on the last play, and they come out getting the ball, and they're feeling good about themselves that they can make a game of it. They could outscore 21-0 in the second half. Is that a team that was really ready to play? I don't think so. And the Detroit Lions, we already talked about their rally, 21 points late in the game to make a game of it. But those numbers just kind of stick in my mind that where the two teams might be emotionally at this point. Look, Packers have a veteran roster, a great quarterback, and they should win. But I think the Lions make a game of it, 29-23.
Michael Hare with his prediction. And again, Michael, in leading up to his prediction, said it would be totally idiotic to pick the Lions. And my huge prediction posted at Huge Show on Twitter, the Huge Show on Facebook, Lions 31, Packers 30.
I can only say one thing. You idiot.
What a lead-in. I wanted to finish with our predictions. Hey, Mike's going to make his. I'll make mine. He goes, you know what? It would be totally idiotic of me to pick the Lions.
Well, it would be totally idiotic for me, but not for you.
Yeah, well, I did, and I drank a lot of Honolulu Blue Spike Kool-Aid over the weekend and watching the NFL yesterday. Okay, how good the Steelers looked against Buffalo, how bad Buffalo looked, and then how good Buffalo looked yesterday, and how bad the Steelers looked against Derek Carr and the Raiders, right?
Right, just the way some of the games turned around.
No.
Some of the teams turned around. Look, I think teams make, I'm not quite sure it's like college where they always say make your biggest jump in college football between week one and week two. I don't know if that's true in the National Football League. In fact, it probably isn't, but there certainly is some credence to having a game underneath your belt.
And Minnesota would like to find a kicker.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, I'll tell you what, some kickers, the Chiefs fumble late when, you know, Andy Reid, you play for a field goal, you're going to get bit in the behind and it happened. You have Mahomes, you have the best QB, you know, well, the two best were there, Lamar Jackson. You go for a touchdown and you make Baltimore have to drive 70, 80 yards to beat you. Just an unbelievable weekend in the NFL and Sunday night, and we'll get Monday Night Football tonight with the Lions at the Packers. You can follow everything up until the game, during the game, after the game, and all season long at DetroitLions.com. Michael, enjoy the game, my friend.
All right, Huge. Thanks for having me. Talk to you again soon.
All right, Michael Herrod joining us on the Meyer guest line. Meyer, proud to be longtime partners of your Detroit Lions, and Meyer also partners with youth leagues, high schools, colleges, and pro teams, minor and major league, all across his state. So when you're shopping at your local Meijer, you're basically shopping for your local community. To all the callers online, stick around. Michigan will hear you next.